Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba says no Prime Minister has right to dissolve Parliament. President Bidya Devi Bhandari returns home wrapping up her Iceland visit. Armed Police Force Club bags Prime Minister Cup National One Day Men Cricket Championship. And Ukraine celebrates Russian withdrawal from key city of Kherson. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba has said the Left Democratic Alliance is imperative for the peace and development of country. Addressing an election mass gathering in Chitwan today, Prime Minister Deoba said the Left Democratic Alliance was needed for the stable peace and development of the country. Saying no Prime Minister has the right to dissolve the Parliament, Prime Minister Deoba said the current ruling coalition partners had brought back the Parliament into life after it was dissolved twice. He further said the country would be developed by expanding industries and using ample water resources, adding that all Nepalese should get united for the same. Also speaking on the occasion, CPN Mao's Centre Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said the current coalition was formed to save the country from disaster. CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli has directed all cadres to be united under the nation building campaign. Addressing an election gathering at Lamki of Kailali today, Chairman Oli urged all the cadres of all parties to be dedicated to the nation building. He also urged voters not to sell their votes, saying only corrupt people could come to buy the votes. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has claimed that the current ruling coalition was formed for the defence of the constitution and national prosperity. Talking to media persons in Sunsari today, Minister Karki pleads to defend the rights of all classes, regions and communities by safeguarding the constitution. He further said the current ruling coalition would continue for a longer period of time for the defence of freedom of expression and prosperity of the country. The Nepali Army has set up the Integrated Election Security Cell at the centre, province and district levels and brought them into operation. Nepali Army Public Relation and Information Directorate said around 75,000 personnel would be deputed for the entire election-related security, including securing the polling stations, transportation of polling materials, reserve force and air patrols. The directorate stated that Army personnel have been deployed and mobilized at 779 places for the election security. The Army will provide security at the polling stations remaining in the outer security rim. Likewise, the Army has mobilized 832 bomb disposal squads in connection with election security and 143 teams in a ready position. President Bidya Devi Bhandari returned home this morning after completing an official visit to Iceland. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba and Chairperson of the National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timmalsinna welcomed the President at the VVIP lounge of Tribhuvan International Airport. President Bhandari left for Iceland on November 7th to participate in the Women Political Leaders Conference. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, President Bhandari was honored with the Women Political Trailblazer Award on the occasion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। टेली नै मजाले चलाउने।
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। नेपाल एयरलाइन्स इज टु अपरेट the international flight from Bhairava based Gautam Buddha International Airport. Archana Kharka, the spokesperson of Nepal Airlines, said preparations were underway to operate international flights from Gautam Buddha International Airport from the end of this December. A team led by Janak Raj Kalakheti, the commerce director of Nepal Airlines, has been carrying out a study in this regard. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Residents took to the streets of the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson to celebrate Russia's withdrawal, one of the most important military achievements by Kiev's forces since Moscow invaded nearly 9 months ago. Al Jazeera reports, crowds were chanting glory to our heroes and glory to Ukraine as soldiers mixed with smiling civilians. In the strategic port city located on the Black Sea, the Ukrainian national anthem rang out in the central Kherson square as a small crowd sang along with the huddled around a bonfire. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky declared Kherson ours after Russia withdrew troops from the city to the eastern bank of Dnieper River. China launched a cargo spacecraft Tianzhou 5 on Saturday morning to deliver supplies for the space station, the construction of which is expected to be completed this year. Citing China-manned space agency, Xinhua said Long March 7Y6 rocket carrying Tianzhou 5 blast off from the Wentang spacecraft launch site in the southern island province of Henan. United Nations General Secretary Antonio Guterres has urged Myanmar military government to immediately return to democracy, saying the current situation in the country was a threat to peace in the region. On the sideline of the ASEAN meeting, Guterres told reporters on Saturday that the situation in Myanmar is an unending nightmare for the people and a threat to peace and security across the region. Now some sports news. The Armed Police Club has clinched the title of the Prime Minister National One Day Men Cricket Championship by defeating another departmental team, Tribhuvan Army Club, by 4 wickets. With the win, the Armed Police Force Cricket Club has bagged a cash prize of 1 million rupees. The runner-up team, Tribhuvan Army Club, received 500,000 rupees cash prize. After losing the toss, Tribhuvan Army Club was invited to bat. In the first inning of the game, the Army Club was restricted to make 179 runs in 30 overs as they lost all the wickets. The Armed Police Force chased the 180 runs target, losing 6 wickets, playing 38 overs. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous area of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Light rain is likely to occur in a few places in the hilly region of Province 1. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the eastern and central high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba says no Prime Minister has right to dissolve Parliament. President Bidya Devi Bhandari returns home, wrapping up her Iceland visit. Armed Police Force Club bags Prime Minister of National One Day Men Cricket Championship. And Ukraine celebrates Russian withdrawal from key city of Kherson. That's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.